glory and the honor in Jesus' name. We're coming before the Lord today. I welcome you into the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live podcast. I believe the Lord is about to move in a mighty way on today. And I believe, people of God, that God is working all things together for your good. In Jesus' name, be encouraged today. I've come to encourage you in the Lord. And as we come to get today for Bible talk, hey Jada, God bless you in Jesus' name. Everyone that came in today, if I can see your name, if I can't see your name, I just welcome you in and I just thank God for you. Okay. So we're going to pray before we go into the word of the Lord. Okay. And we're going to pray and then we're going to go into Bible talk. Okay. We know we have that series where we pick like a verse or two in the Bible and we talk about it. You know, we see what the Lord is trying to show us here and what he's trying to tell us through his word. Because God does speak to us through his word. So we thank him for that in Jesus' name. So let's pray, people of God. And we are going to pray the Lord's Prayer. So I want you to repeat after me in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you so much. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen, amen, and amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give to Jesus the praise, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, our God, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. In Jesus' name, the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. I believe his presence is filling this place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And as he comes in and dwells with us, in Jesus' name, we want to go into his holy word. Hallelujah. Exodus. Let's go to Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. Okay. In Jesus' name. And if you go there, it doesn't have many words in it. It's a short verse. It's a powerful verse. Okay. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat that after me if you have it with you or if you don't. The Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. Hallelujah. So I come before you today. Like I said, I come to encourage you, people of God and the Lord. I want to read the NLT version to you because that was the King James version. The NLT version says the Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. In Jesus' name, let's look at the context of where we're at right here in Exodus chapter 14. After the Lord had hardened Pharaoh's heart to chase after the Israelites, and some of you may know about Moses parting the Red Sea, in Jesus' name, the people of Israel thought God brought them into the wilderness just to be delivered into the hands of the enemy. In Jesus' name, although their faith was limited, they still cried out to the Lord in verse 10. If you go back to Exodus chapter 14, verse 10, you will see that in Jesus' name. So we're here, hallelujah, where Moses told the people of Israel, he said, the Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. In Jesus' name. Moses told them in the verse before that, he said, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. So I want to encourage you in the Lord today that whatever situation you may be in right now, it may feel like the Lord has brought you into this place in Jesus' name just to leave you. Just has brought you into this place just for you to be delivered into the hand of the enemy. But I come to encourage you today that the Lord has not brought you into this place for you just for you to be delivered into the hands of the enemy, but he has brought you to this place for you to be delivered from the hand of the enemy. In Jesus' name, he's brought you here so he can rescue you, so he can reveal himself to you, so he can show you that in everything that you go through, in Jesus' name, He is always there for you, and that he is more than able to deliver you out of the hand of the enemy. He's more than able to bring you through every single circumstance when you put your faith and your trust in him in Jesus' name. You got to know that the Lord shall fight for you and he shall hold your peace in Jesus' name. All you got to do is stand in faith in Jesus' name. All you got to do is cry out to the Lord and let him know how you feel. Let him know in Jesus' mighty name that you are suffering and you feel like he has brought you into this place. In Jesus' name, just to leave you. But I've come to encourage you today. Yeah, that is not the case at all. The Israelites thought that was the case. But Jesus had a greater plan for them. And let me tell you, I believe my Father is here. In Jesus' name we pray. And he's speaking to somebody's life today. Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. I decree and declare today that whatever you may be going, whatever you may be facing, that God is bringing you through this thing. In Jesus' name, as you stand still, you stand in your faith in Jesus Christ, and you continue to trust and obey his word. He will bring you through this thing in Jesus' name. It may seem like, you know, it may feel like, it may look like that all things are working for your bad. But I decree and declare that Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. In Jesus' name, I want you to speak that over your life. Say, all things are working together for my good, according to Romans 8 and 28, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord is working it all out for you. He's fighting for you. He's fighting the battles that you can't see. The battles in the spirit realm, he's fighting for you. As you take this battle into the spirit realm, as you take this situation in prayer to the Lord, after you take it to him in prayer, and as you give it over to him in prayer, after that, the battle is not yours, but it belongs to God. And he does not lose a battle. In Jesus' name. The Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands in the presence of the Lord right there. Because he's fighting for you. Even when it don't feel like he's fighting for you, he's fighting for you. Even when it don't seem like he's fighting for you, he's fighting for you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank God for it being so. Hallelujah. He will not allow you to be delivered into the hands of the enemy. But he will make a way out of no way in this thing. Just like he made a way for the Israelites right here. To allow Moses to part the Red Sea. Hallelujah. We know that Moses obeyed the Lord. The Lord told him what to do. And Moses obeyed. He stretched out his hand over the sea, it says in verse 21. Amen. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Moses, when he saw that the Egyptians were coming to try to trap these people, he tried to trap the Israelites, okay? He sought the Lord. He, you know, was like, Lord, well, what do I do here? Okay? And we're going to talk more about that later. But just know that Moses sought the Lord in this situation. And not only seeking the Lord when you're going through, okay, we seek him at all times. In Jesus' name, we seek him no matter what the situation is. But just when you're in the situation where you feel like you don't know where to run, you don't know where to go to, don't go to the drugs, don't go to the alcohol, in Jesus' name, don't go to the fornication. But when you go to the Lord and you take this thing to him, he will fight for you. And when he fights for you, he will win for you. In Jesus' name. I'm encouraging you today. Because the enemy wants you to throw in the towel. The enemy wants you to give up. The enemy wants you to fear what your future is in Jesus' name. He wants you to think that nothing good is ahead of you. But I decree and declare today that you have greater ahead of you. He only brought you to this place. He only allowed the enemy to do these things that he has done unto you. In Jesus' name. So that he can reveal himself to you. So he can reveal his love to you and how much he cares about you. So he can make you stronger in this situation. Okay. Exodus 14 and 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace. So keep the faith. Keep on pressing. Keep on praying. Keep on reading and studying and meditating on the word of God. Keep on fasting. Keep on doing what you have to do to get closer to the Lord. Because it's all about the relationship with him. And he wants your love to continue to grow for him. In Jesus' name. So, I want you to know today, in Jesus' name, that God is there for you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. In Jesus' name, and he is fighting for you. He has not left you. He will never leave you. He is fighting for you. Just stay calm. Continue to take the battle into the spirit realm, unto the Lord. After that, it belongs to him. Okay? Yes, he is the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to the Father is through me. Yes, in Jesus' name. We give God the praise for it being so. God bless you. Thank you for the gift. In Jesus' name. Okay. So, people of God, in Jesus' name. That's what I wanted to let you know today. I wanted to encourage you in the Lord. In Jesus' name. Know that all things are working together for your good. In Jesus' name. And that the Lord is fighting for you. As you give this situation over to him. So I want to pray for you today in Jesus' name. Because I believe the Lord is bringing you through. And I want to pray your strength in the Lord that you'll continue to stand firm in Jesus' name. You'll continue to stand in faith in the Lord and continue to stand for doing what is right no matter what others are doing around you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus, we give you the praise right now. We give you the glory and the honor. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word that has went forth on today. In Jesus' name, for it don't take you long to do what you want to do. So we thank you for Exodus 14 and 14, letting us know that you shall fight for us and we shall hold our peace. Letting us know, oh God, that you are always there for us and you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. To letting us know, Father, that we don't have to run to the drugs and the alcohol. We don't have to run to fornication. We don't have to go to the temporary satisfactions, to the world. But God, we can go to you and you'll fight for us. You'll deliver us. You'll make a way out of no way for us, just like you made a way for the Israelites to escape the Egyptians. And as you make a way for us, oh God, to walk right through on dry land, we thank you that when our enemies try to come after us, they'll drown right there in the sea. In Jesus' name, they'll be destroyed. I thank you, God, right now that you're destroying the enemy that came, oh God, to torment your people today. The demonic spirit that came to come against their destiny. Hallelujah. We call the enemy destroyed. We call the plan of the enemy destroyed. In Jesus' name we pray. And I thank you that you're bringing them through right now, oh God. As they start praising you, as they start lifting your name high, as they start glorifying your name, oh God. In Jesus' name, as they don't focus on what it looks like, oh God, and focus on the storms and the rain, oh God, but they keep their eyes on you. I thank you, oh God, that you're making a way out of no way for them to get through this. You're making provision for them, providing all things for them, oh God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, O God, that they shall lack nothing. They shall go lacking nothing. In Jesus' name. But they shall continue to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. They shall continue to speak over their life that all of their needs are met. In Jesus' name, even now, oh God, I pray that they'll speak over their life that all of their needs are met. In Jesus' name, that all of their needs are met. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We don't got to worry what we shall eat. We don't have to worry what we shall drink. We don't have to worry what we shall put on, oh God. We thank you that you provide for us in Jesus' name. As we seek ye first the kingdom of God. Your word says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you, oh Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We don't have to chase after the money and the fame. We don't have to chase after the clout and the riches. In Jesus' name, we don't have to chase after the glamour and the glory. But oh God, we can give you the glory in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. We cast down pride today. We cast down everything, oh God, that will try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. In Jesus' name we cast down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I decree and declare as your people start to set their mind on things above and not on things on the earth, oh God, that you will continue to exalt them in the spirit, that you will elevate them in you, oh God, that they'll grow in you, Jesus, that they'll grow closer to you, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. I thank you, oh God. I thank you right now, oh God, as they put off the old man and they put on the new man, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you shall do a new thing in them. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you shall transform them, that you shall change them, mold them, and shape them into who you have called them to be, that you shall use them for your glory as they submit to you every single day. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree and declare that you shall be all that God has called you to be. In Jesus' name we pray. And the enemy shall not have you. In Jesus' name, the devil shall not have you. The devil shall not have your family. The devil shall not have your friends. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name, we come to war against every demonic spirit that's trying to come up against your people today, oh God. In Jesus' name, loose your hold, devil. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree and declare right now that the chains are breaking off of your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Everything the enemy came to bound up against you, it's breaking off of you today. In Jesus' name we pray, and you shall stand for righteousness. You shall stand for holiness. You shall show the light of God in this dark world. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Because as you abide in Jesus, you shall bear much fruit. As you abide in Jesus, you shall bear the fruit of the Spirit. And this fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. I thank you. I thank you, O God, that they shall bear fruit and that fruit shall remain. In Jesus' name we pray. And they shall show. It shall show this world that Jesus is real and that Jesus can change you. Hallelujah. I speak all of these things over their life in the mighty name of Jesus. Or just lift your hands in the presence of the Lord and receive. Receive this new thing that he's doing in you. For he's taking out the old and putting in the new. In Jesus' name we pray. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. In Jesus' name. If you need forgiveness today from the Lord, he can forgive you. In Jesus' name. For his blood still works. His blood still works. He shall forgive you if you ask for it. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah. For he's married to the backslider. So anything that you have done wrong, you can ask him for forgiveness and he forgives you. He washes your sins away by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So go ahead and ask him for forgiveness. Go ahead and confess what you have done over to him. In Jesus' name, and go ahead and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Hallelujah. And Jesus will accept you as you are. Hallelujah. No matter what situation you may be, no matter what you look like, what your status is, in Jesus' name, Jesus still loves you, and he's still there for you. Hallelujah. I believe someone's getting their deliverance today. Someone is getting brought out of the hand of the enemy. Someone's getting rescued. Hallelujah. Go ahead and get your freedom. Get your freedom. Get your freedom from sin and death. In Jesus' name, get what you need in the presence of God. While you have the chance, get what you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. We thank you, oh God, that you're the God that leaves the 99 for the one. And God has come for you today. He has come to find you in Jesus' name. And he has found you. And now he rejoices when he finds his lost sheep. Hallelujah. And heaven is even rejoicing at one sinner that turns away from their sins. Heaven is rejoicing. Hallelujah. Heaven is rejoicing for you. Hallelujah. And now we all rejoice for you. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your saving power. Thank you for your forgiving power. Thank you, Lord, for your restoration power, your delivering power. We thank you, oh God, for being so gracious that you come back to find us when we get lost. You come back to find us when we go astray. You come back, oh God, because you love us. You're the good shepherd, and you care about your sheep. Hallelujah. Shataya, Rukanabahiko. Hallelujah. Shekere Masanda. Haya. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving your people. Oh, thank you. Thank you for saving us, for we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. In Jesus' name we pray. So we will make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. We will serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. We serve a merciful God, y'all. We serve a gracious God. We serve a loving God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the move of God that is happening in this place. Thank you for the move of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give Jesus the praise. We give Jesus the glory. We honor the name of the Lord in Jesus' name. We honor him. Hallelujah. We honor Jesus. We shall not deny him before men, but we shall confess him before men. And he will confess us before his Father in heaven. We shall confess Jesus. For Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He's our Redeemer. He paid the price for us so that we can be saved by his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you and we thank you today for what you have done, what you are doing and what you're about to do in our lives. Continue to have your way and let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Give Jesus the praise right there. Give Jesus the glory right there. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Something happens when you follow the Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' name, and you let him have his way. We thank him for the deliverance that has taken place on today. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Pink Love Chips. We thank you, Jesus, for the healing that has taken place. We thank you for the restoration that has taken place the blessings that have fallen upon your people, for their obedience, for their faithfulness to you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you're just that good. You're just that merciful. And you care about us and you love us. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For God has moved mightily in this place. Moved mightily. Letting us know that he is fighting for us. And that he does fight for us every single day. In Jesus' name. So we love Jesus today. We love him every day. And we just thank him for everything. And I want you to know today that I love you, people of God, in Jesus' name. God loves you. And until next time, okay, Lord's will be back on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on TikTok. And then proceeding the rerun at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, in Jesus' name. For the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. And we thank him for how he's moving in the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live podcast. We're going to let him continue to lead the way because he's doing a mighty thing, a mighty thing. All for his glory, his honor, and his praise. And I give it over to him. Everything that has been done on today, I give all the glory and the honor to him in Jesus' name because he deserves it. So I thank him today. People of God, God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you. And God be gracious unto you. And God give you peace that surpasses all understanding. May the Spirit of the Lord go upon you, everyone, and everything connected to you. Y'all have a blessed night, a perfect night. In Jesus' name we pray.